This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy!
Welcome aboard. Next stop, Fiona's Melbourne.
It is indeed time for Fiona's Melbourne, and with us in the back seat is Fiona. Hello, Fiona.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you back. How are you feeling?
It's great to be back.
How are you feeling from last week? You went well last week,
weren't
you?
I'll talk about that in my whinge.
Yes. Good.
Now, I do feel a bit confused because normally you're in at 4:30.
I know. It's like everything's out of whack, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like, remember, you know that day the daylight savings hits and you're sort of like, ooh, where am I? Who am I?
Yeah.
Maybe it did shift.
Maybe.
And that's why I'm here an hour later.
God, I hope so, because I hate daylight savings.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why? I'm not a fan. Well, being a baker, try and get to sleep at 8 o'clock at night. And it's bright
that's
lights.
That's sad, isn't it?
Mm. Or is it because your curtains might fade a bit more?
Or the cows get confused.
Yeah, the cows get confused.
Over there. Yeah, it happens. What's happening in Melbourne this week?
Well, the big event happening this weekend would be my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, so there'll be a street parade on Swanson Street, just in case you're wondering what that's about.
Right. Otherwise known as Moomba.
Yeah. They call it Moomba, but we all know what it's really about. No, actually, I'm heading to chill out, not this weekend, the next.
Oh, excellent.
With probably a big congregation of ladies and some gents.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And there's a great party on the Friday night. It's called Cream.
Ah, yes.
Oh, okay.
Especially for the ladies. It's at the Old Hepburn Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And someone who got interviewed here on Joy on the weekend, Karen Fields, is releasing a new single that night.
Wow.
And there's a whole list of performers there, so... The old have you been to the Old Hepburn Hotel?
I don't know. I don't think I have.
Is it the one on the corner?
No, it's the one very much down a dirt track.
Okay, no, I haven't.
No. I don't do dirt track.
You really have to get off the beaten track to get down there.
Yeah, but, no, Michael lives in Port Melbourne. There's no dirt road anywhere remotely where he is.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
So, yeah, it's down kind of a back street. You sort of have to know where you're going to get there. But it's a great pub. It's got a very big beer garden. Lovely, lovely pub. So.
Sounds like a lot of fun. We were having a chat to the team from Chill Out earlier on in the show.
We were.
Oh,
we?
So,
yeah. Oh, Tanya and Matt.
Should have come in at 4:30.
You should have.
Mm.
Well, you should have. That's right.
Yep.
So for next week, make sure you're here on time.
Well, we did say earlier on in the show that...
Tardy.
Was it 50% of people are late on Mondays?
Yes, correct.
Yeah. I was.
But I'm not usually late.
No, you're not.
No.
You're normally
early. And I actually announced my lateness a week early.
That's true.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, we're good point. Swearing. Yeah, that's okay. You're forgiven.
And I had a note from my parents.
Oh, in that case. In that case, it's okay.
Yeah.
I do believe you'll be whinging shortly.
I will, as usual.
Oh, it's Release Me. Release Me here in the back seat on Joy 94.9. It's the Cahill. Cahill, of course, radio edit of Release Me from Agnes here on Joy 94.9. And it is not 4:30. It is, in fact, 6:12. And with us in the back seat is Fiona. She's a bit late today. She's a bit late, a bit behind.
I'm on my own daylight savings.
Oh, yes. Mm. Well,
yeah.
Conserving. I'm getting ready for March.
Oh, it's soon. Oh, no, start of April.
As the start of April this year.
Yeah. Easter. I think Easter is the same time as daylight savings ending.
Mm. So at least that way you get an hour back.
You do.
I like that side of daylight savings.
So you can stay out partying for an extra night.
Exactly.
Or sleep an extra hour.
Yeah, or both.
Yeah,
that's fine. On the Sunday morning.
Yeah, that's
now,
right.
Now, what is getting your goat?
Well, now, have you ever had a friend that you've had a fight with and you thought, I've just realised they were never my friend?
Oh.
Well, for me, that
this
friend
is deep.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, goodness.
It sounds deep, but it's not. That friend is caffeine.
Caffeine. Yeah.
Okay.
So I decided to go off caffeine because it gives me a big crash in the afternoon. I don't sleep very well when I have it too late in the day. And I get addicted. I basically can't not have it for a day.
It is a drug. It is a drug. It's
basically a drug.
Yeah.
And look, I know I'm in the wrong town to preach against drinking caffeine, but I decided to... in the best town in the world for coffee. So.
You don't have to watch your back walking out of these studios.
I know.
There can be some cafes eyeing you off as you stroll up Bourke Street.
Yeah, coffee mafia. Mm. So I went off and I literally spent 2 days in bed. That's why I couldn't come in last week.
Oh.
I know it sounds like I made up an excuse, but I was chronic headache, back pain, fatigue.
I did 5 weeks without caffeine. And it was the time, remember when we went up for one of the parties in Sydney?
Yes.
So for 5 weeks, I decided that, and that first week was hell. It was headaches like I've never had before. Mm. It was just crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can happen to any of us. So my whinge is caffeine, why can't you be my friend?
It's because caffeine doesn't want to be your friend.
No.
You know, it wants to be...
a destructive relationship.
Exactly, that's right.
Maybe you're not having it in the right way. Now, we love a hipster story, don't we? We love a hipster story. We know that hipsters are mad for their coffee.
They love it.
I went out with the other half with my better half on the weekend for breakfast.
Yes.
And was exposed to a particular coffee which is new in the hipster world.
Yeah.
So it's a shot of coffee.
Right.
Filled up with... yes. I think it was mineral water, like something sparkling.
Yeah. They do that in South America.
With orange.
Yeah, that's a South American thing.
Is it really?
Yeah, that everywhere you go, that's what you get.
I can't say that I enjoyed it or didn't enjoy it. It was very neutral. But, it was bizarre.
I'm going to say WT... that's what I'm saying with that. Why would you... why? Who would do that?
It could have been soda water.
It doesn't matter.
It was, and when I was drinking it, I was like...
was the coffee mixed with the soda water?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it came in like
a
little tumbler with this massive block of ice in there.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, so the shot of coffee was cold. It was with something clear and fizzy. I'm pretty sure it was soda water and with orange, like a wedge of orange in there as well.
Yeah.
Hipsters? And this is the cold filtered coffee this was.
Oh,
this
that's this making me feel better about giving up coffee. I don't have to drink that.
Oh, hipsters are stupid. Look, really dumb.
Hipsters are stupid. But I'm sometimes one of them, so.
Oh, yeah, well. Some sorry. If you're a hipster, please throw your abuse at me, 0427 Joy 949. Or if you have a bit of a love-hate relationship with caffeine, let us know. So that way we don't feel alone like you were last week.
That's
this is a new one from Jessica Malbo. I'm not quite sure what her relationship with caffeine is. I don't know.
She looks a bit hyper.
Well, she's very very bubbly and energetic.
Exactly.
She has a brand new song called The Day Before I Met You. Maybe she's talking about the day before she met caffeine. Maybe she was a bit laggy and then she met and bang, off she went. We'll talk a bit more caffeine about next right here on Joy 94.9.
Got me walking on the sun, got me flying to the moon.
You're in the back seat on Joy 94.9. It's 3 minutes to six, and Fiona's in getting angry about caffeine.
With caffeine withdrawals making me angry.
That's correct.
One or the other.
Do you know we're giving away double pass to C-Suite Charity at the Playhouse at the Arts Centre Melbourne? Tell us what you're wearing at the moment. Gary from Point Cook rang Tony on 1300 Joy 949, and he's not wearing any knickers at the moment.
Oh,
neither am I.
Going free ball. Really, are you?
I'm wearing underwear. I'm not wearing knickers.
You wearing knickers today?
I suppose if they're girls' undies, they are knickers.
And I love the sigh of relief from both of you in unison.
Yes.
So and the I thought, cleared myself up.
Yeah. So the thought of you going commando, it's like,
not in this weather.
TMI.
Yeah, no, I would never do that in this weather.
Actually, I was wearing not these shorts, some other shorts during the weekend, and I found out that one of the buttons, I have a button fly, the middle button had popped off.
Oh.
So I was really happy that I decided to wear underwear on the weekend when I wore those shorts, because otherwise that would have been quite distressing for anyone around me.
Yes.
What's the part of the story that made your mind boggle then, Fiona?
That Michael told it on air.
Or how that button popped.
Well, the package.
Yeah. That's right.
Package.
It can only be strained so far.
listen to it.
Before it comes off. But you've only got a couple seconds left.
I suppose things fray when they're not used, don't they?
Anyway, Fiona, you'll be back next week, won't you?
I will. Actually, no.
No?
I forgot to tell you. Sorry for breaking it to you on air. I'm away. my birthday.
Where are you off to?
Going to Anglesey to a pet friendly house.
Oh, nice.
Taking the dog.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll see you when we see you next.
Yes, which will be the week after.
Okay, good. Excellent. Are you in the backseat?
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.